I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. In the 10 years between 1991 and 2001, tuition at public colleges rose by 21%. At private universities, it jumped 26%. Lots of students pay for that tuition through student loans. You'd think that with the amount of the loans going up, people would be defaulting on them. But according to a survey released this week, that's not the case. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first of all, how big is the student loan burden out there right now?
Well, the latest figures we have are from the year 2000, and at that time, federal student loans outstanding totaled just shy of $203 billion.
And what's the average cost of tuition, room, and board these days?
Well, the latest figures on that are from the 2001-2002 school year, and according to the Department of Education, the average at public colleges was $8,046, and at private colleges, $22,520. And, of course, that is just for 1 year.
So here's the surprise, then. The prices are high and going ever higher. Loan amounts, therefore, are rising, but more students are paying their loans back. How is that?
Well, you may remember the issue of student loan defaults really came to a head in the early 90s. At that time, nearly 25% of the loans students took out to finance their educations ended up going into default, meaning taxpayers were picking up the tab. So the government started cracking down, and it did that by going after not only the students, but after their schools. If schools with high student loan default rates didn't get them down within 3 years, they lost their eligibility to participate in the federal student loan program. And apparently it worked. The government just announced the most recent figures from 2001, and the average default rate is now down to 5.4%.
I don't quite understand this go after the schools idea rather than going after the students. I mean, it's the students who've borrowed the money. You don't go to the department store that's issued a credit card to people if people default on their credit card loans.
Right. Well, they did go after students, attaching their tax refunds and reporting them to credit bureaus and such. But they went after the schools for basically not doing enough to educate students about the need to pay back the government, just like they'd have to pay back any other loan. And Alex, on a completely different note, here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're getting sucked into the boob tube and looking into new methods of product placement as the fall TV season gets underway.
Okay, Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.